You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is The Drive with Dale Lally and Matt Williamson on your 24/7 home of the Black and Gold, SNR, Steelers Nation Radio.
Welcome to The Drive. I'm Dale Lally. He is Matt Williamson. It is a beautiful new week here in Pittsburgh, and it's an important week here in Pittsburgh, Matt, for a couple different reasons. Mm-hmm. First of all, rookie minicamp will be this weekend. The Steelers will be welcoming them in their new draft class and guys coming in to try out and things of that nature starting Friday. And, well, by Friday, we will also know the Steelers' schedule for the 2023 season.
Yeah, so these next couple of days probably won't be rip-roaring, you know, news. Things a little bit of a calm. But then, Thursday night, it's revealed the schedule, which is huge for all you folks that travel, a lot of our listeners, including you, Dale, that, you know, your travel schedule all needs to get set up. And schedule analysis is fun, too. I mean, I love looking at things like, are you playing cold weather teams late in the year? Are you playing hot weather teams early in the year? When's the bye? All that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and for the Steelers, it matters this year because they get some West Coast trips sprinkled in there. You know, when do those fall? Are they on a short week? Things of that, you know, all kinds of different little variables in there. And you've got the added thing. We talked about this when we were at the owners' meetings, that you can have two Thursday night games this year.
Oh, right. I forgot about that.
And I was reading some stuff about that that said that you know, you can expect – the teams that the NFL thinks are going to be good teams to get double Thursday night games, and maybe some other teams not to get any.
Interesting. So let's just stick with that for a second, because it always bothers me. The thing I hate most about the NFL scheduling is a short Thursday night week. And I'm sure those won't go away, but it wouldn't shock me if there's a handful of teams, at least some instances, that play Thursday, you know, like,
yeah. The Cowboys always do that.
Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And if you can tie that up without having a super short week, I think that's a nice advantage. You know, I mean, being on the same clock and those type of things. So I also wonder, Joe Blow Thursday night game week 7. We've seen a lot of Jags, Texans, a lot of, you know, I mean,
yeah.
I wonder
bad games. Yeah.
Step up a little bit. Yeah.
I wonder, you know, Amazon bought the rights to that last year. Mm-hmm. And dumped it, put a lot of money into it, obviously. Right. I wonder if Amazon went to the NFL and said, hey, look, we're paying a lot of money for this. We don't want to see the Rams play the Texans.
Cardinals. Right.
Yeah. I mean, these are not good football games. Can we put those
Chiefs once in a while? Or,
yeah. Right. Yeah. Well, and the other part of the equation with that scheduling things this year, and I didn't mean to go down this path, but we're here.
Right. With the
way that the league now schedules the TV stuff, like it used to be, if you were an AFC team and you were on the road, you were automatically a CBS. That was a CBS game unless it was a primetime game.
Okay.
Say if it was an NFC game, you were a Fox game, or an NFC team on the road, you were a Fox game. Well, that's changed now. The networks now bid on these games basically. So you know
So there's not steadfast rules.
Right. Okay. I mean, there are rules that the networks have to comply to, but they, you know, they can protect games and do things of that nature, but there's only so many they can protect and, you know, things of that. I don't pretend to understand all of the stuff involved the way that the league does the scheduling stuff and divvies up the games. But, you know, you can bet that, you know, for example, Kansas City is going to play a lot of prime time, or not prime time, but the national game of the week at 4 o'clock or 4:30.
Makes sense. Right.
You know, things of that nature that, you know, and the networks are going to protect those games and not allow them to get shipped off to other, you know, times and things of that nature. So it's going to be interesting. And I believe that's been one of the holdups. If you remember in previous years, the league would announce some of the schedule, the primetime games in particular, ahead of time.
Yeah. Okay. Tease you a little bit.
Yeah. So there were meetings today with Roger Goodell and the schedulers to go over that primetime schedule because they couldn't nail some of that stuff down because it's much more, there are more networks now trying to take a bite of the pie here. And the league is, of course, beholden to all of them.
Okay. Interesting. So Amazon is now, you know, obviously skews things as well. And I don't know, it all lends itself to the NFL is more popular than ever and more people are seeing it. I mean, is my big takeaway on that. You know, spin it back to the Steelers, and I'm sure most of our listeners know this, but more opportunities than ever to see the Steelers because they got 9 home games instead of 8 this year. So I know we have a lot of people that are listening that don't live in Pittsburgh that probably travel in once or twice a year and check out a game. And trust me, I have a lot of acquaintances that are on the edge of their seat to Steelers at Vegas. When is that one going to be?
That's the big one. That's the one that everybody's going to be looking at, I believe.
And that's what I'm jealous. I'm not a fan. You know, like I'd like to do that once a year, just take my job and put it away for a week and go party with my buds for 3 days and do that.
Well, that's the funny thing about being at the games each week is, you know, everybody thinks game day is a, you know, fun time for me. Game day is 16 hours of work. I'm not at the game having fun. I'm at the game working. Now, that doesn't mean I don't go out and have some fun the night before the game. That's a little different. But, you know, the day of the game is the day of the game.
And I enjoy the game. I mean, there's still fan in me, and I wouldn't do this for a living if I didn't enjoy the game.
Oh, yeah, you watch the game, and you enjoy the great plays. I don't care who makes them, you know, I enjoy the great plays. I like watching the, you know, great players do things. But, you know, game days work.
Game day's not terrible towels and grilling in Iron Cities all day long.
No, I'm not in the parking lot, you know, downing a bunch of beers before I go to work. That's not how this whole thing goes. Like,
I mean, that was the first 25 years of my life, and I do miss that a little. Well, probably the beers didn't come till about 15, but my buddy's going to Vegas. I know plenty will, and plenty of our listeners will. That'll be one to be like, I bet that would be fun.
Yeah, so that's going to be, you know, certainly one of the games that people look at on the Steelers schedule. Let me call the schedule up here real quick just to remind people of what they've got this year.
Favorable. I mean, especially considering how hard the division is, how difficult the conference is. They get off easy, though, at least the way it looks right now.
Yeah, and it's, again, a lot of that's going to depend on when some of these games are played. Where they fall, you know, do you have back to back or three in a row with road games and things of that nature? So the home schedules: Baltimore, Cincinnati, Cleveland, Jacksonville, Tennessee, Arizona, San Francisco. That's your home schedule for this season. So, I mean, when you look at that game, okay, the Ravens, the Bengals, we'll say the Browns are going to be at least a tougher game.
I think all division games are going to be tough this year for all four.
They just are, yeah. You know, Jacksonville's a returning playoff team. The Titans are going to stink. The Cardinals are going to stink. Yeah. When do they play San Francisco? That's a big part of this.
Big part of it. And who's their quarterback?
So if you get San Francisco in, say, the first 6 weeks of the season, and it's Sam Darnold, let's say, that's a much different animal. I'm sorry. It just is. The Steelers just played Sam Darnold late last year. So, you know, that makes a big difference. If you look at the road schedule.
Real quick on the Niners, I don't know that any of their three quarterbacks are good.
That's the other point.
They're all different. I don't know if any of them are good. But I do know that's not going to be an easy game.
No, it won't be. But you'd much rather play them here. I mean, the Steelers have just not traditionally played well in San Francisco.
That's a big key to me in that game is it's here.
But you should be, you know, if you can get through your home schedule, what do they got? 9
9 home games this year. If you can get through that 6-3.
Right. I mean, okay, if you're 2-4 in the division, you could probably still get the, you know, 6 wins at home.
Right. If you look at the road schedule, at Cincinnati, at Baltimore, at Cleveland, at Houston, at Indianapolis, at the Rams. Now, that's horrendous. Yeah, at Seattle will be a tougher game.
That's a brutal one, right?
At the Raiders. I don't think they're going to be anything great. We talked about that one. Yeah. And then they got the Patriots and Packers at home as well.
I bet there's a fair amount of Steeler fans at Indy. That's an easy trip. And yeah. Houston's easy to get to, right? You know, I mean.
Yeah, Houston's another one. It wouldn't surprise me to see them fill up the Rams stadium.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And then you said Green Bay, and who was the other?
Green Bay and New England are the other two home games. Those are the two ones that match up with how, you know, where you finished last year.
I got you. Okay.
So again, you get the Packers at home.
Packers,
Jordan Love.
Packers are going to be down.
The Patriots.
Yeah, Patriots are always hard to play against, but they're not a very talented team. You know,
right? I
mean, again, especially being in this division, in this conference. And not being a last place team, you know, they got pretty fortunate the way it looks. And one or two of those teams will be better than we think. Like the Colts come to mind. Like I think the Colts could compete for that division. I don't think they're good, but that's a bad division. They could be a 500 type team. And they run all over teams. But maybe Seattle's decent, but we're already baking that in. You know, like I can't imagine Cardinals, Houston, Rams even being near 500.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about, you know, we did power rankings last week. There's a bunch of teams on that list that were in the 20s and lower.
So real quick off the top of your head, are you still looking at the schedule?
Yeah.
If we were to power rank just the teams on the schedule, including the Steelers, who's behind the Steelers?
On their schedule?
Yeah.
Okay. Cleveland.
I'm going to say the Browns is the only one in the division. And I'm going to say, I'll stand on the table that the Steelers are better than them right now.
Jacksonville's debatable.
Okay, let's not even do debatables then. I think Baltimore's debatable.
Yeah, it is. You're right.
Yeah.
Tennessee for sure.
Arizona, yes.
Houston.
Yeah.
Indianapolis.
Agreed.
The Rams.
Yes.
I think the Seahawks.
Debatable. I'm not gonna give.
No, I'll say since the game is up there, I'll give the Seahawks the edge.
Yeah,
but yeah.
If the Raiders won, I bet the Steelers are a dog.
Yeah, the Raiders for sure. The Patriots.
I'm gonna say yes on. I'll give you that one. Yeah,
and the Packers.
I think the Packers clearly are. I think the Patriots are the Packers.
I think that's
10 games.
So if you look at the toss-up games here, Seattle,
and maybe Cleveland should be in the toss-up category.
But even if they, let's say they split with the Browns, you play them twice.
Real quick, I counted 10 games that were under the Steelers. Let's move that to 8 and put the Browns in the debatable category.
Okay. But you play them twice. So if you split those games.
Right.
And then you split your games. You got at Seattle, at the Raiders.
I think the recount of the Raiders is below. They're bad.
Okay. They're bad. Yeah. But it is below. Out there. Yeah. So let's look. Jacksonville at home is a toss up game.
That's a toss up game.
Beat the Ravens in one of those two games.
I'm going to say both Ravens games are toss up games.
Right.
And then Seattle's a toss up game.
Yeah. So where does that put you?
So there's 8 teams that we think right this second are clearly below the Steelers.
Right.
7 games are toss-up games. Cleveland twice, Baltimore, Seattle, Jacksonville. There was one other in there. So that's 15 of your games. You're at least on par with or better.
I think San Francisco at home is a game that you should win.
Yeah. So I must be counting wrong. Because I think San Fran and Cincy twice are the only two games where you say, if we're power ranking them today, they're ahead of the Steelers. But San Fran is a wild card.
San Fran is in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
And we don't know who the quarterback's going to be.
Right. That's favorable. I mean, it's not in the place, you know. And Cincy's good, but it's not like they've never beaten the Bengals.
Yeah, you split with them last year.
Yeah.
You know? So it's not like you can't beat that team.
No, it sets up well.
And again, to your point, I mean, even if you, let's say you go 2-4 in the division. Let's say you get swept by the Bengals, but you split with the Ravens, you split with the Browns. If you Tennessee at home, you should win. Cardinals at home, you should win. That's four wins.
Four wins.
At Houston, should win. That's five.
Mm-hmm.
At Indianapolis, you should win. That's six. At the Rams, that's seven. You should win. Seattle, we won't count. At the Raiders?
Yeah. I mean, they're not going to win every one that you should win. That's not how the NFL works. But still, that puts you to eight. I think
that would get you to eight. Beat the Patriots at home. Beat the Packers at home. That's 10.
I bet they split those. You know, it's just how the league works. But, yeah, I mean, and you'll beat a team you shouldn't. San Fran or Cincy or, you know.
Right.
I mean, it looks like 10 wins is extremely attainable. And then thinking about it off the top of my head, there aren't many weather games I care about where they fall on the schedule for the Steelers. Because, like, Green Bay's here. It's not like it's going to be week 18.
Right.
There's no Denver. I would hate going to Denver the first couple weeks. I don't think there's any in Florida, right?
There are not. Houston, if you play in Houston in week one, I've done that. They've been down there before for that one. And they leave the roof open. It can get hot.
It can bake you, I'm sure. And Arizona's here, right?
Arizona is in Pittsburgh, yes.
And if you play Seattle late in the year, so what? Is that really any different than playing here late in the year?
Right. You're right. I mean, no, there's it sets up well in that regard as too. Right. So, you know, when people look at this team and you know, if you look at the over under, it's 8.5.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be all over that.
I would too. I actually did a podcast about that the other day. I'm like, this is a crazy number. I mean, especially who the teams are playing. You expect the offense to be better. I think the defense will be similar. So even if you play Houston in week one, I mean, that's a rookie quarterback.
Well, let's just look at it from that respect.
Yeah.
So, okay, Ravens, the Bengals, the Browns, the Jaguars, the Titans, are they going to be – do they come out of the gate with Tannehill, or do you see Will Levis somehow winning that job?
I think that one depends when you play them, because their season's going to go to hell, and they'll be 1-5 and poor.
Right. So you could get Will Levis in that game. That's one potential rookie quarterback. Arizona, when do you play them?
Right.
That's another one.
You're looking for rookies. Okay.
But if you're playing Arizona in the first few weeks of the season, you're not seeing Kyler Murray.
Oh, I think you're going to get Clayton Toon.
Right. 49ers, we talked about that 49ers quarterback situation.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who the hell is going to be quarterbacking for them.
I mean, who's to predict what's going to happen during the season? But it wouldn't shock me if the Cardinals are 1-9 and Kyler's could come back, but why?
Right.
You may not see him no matter when you play the Cardinals.
Houston, rookie quarterback.
Yeah.
Indianapolis, very potentially a rookie quarterback.
Yeah, or Minshew.
Yeah. What's going on with the Rams? I don't know.
Oh, I think Stetson Bennett's going to play football this year.
Yeah. So when do you play them?
Mm-hmm.
Seattle? No.
Ready for week one?
Right. Yeah, we don't know.
And here's the other way of looking at it. Go ahead.
I was going to say the Raiders, you're going to see Jimmy G. The Patriots, you're going to see probably going to see Mac Jones.
Right.
And then the Packers, you're getting Jordan Love. When do you play them? That's another one. Like, you play the Packers early in the season, Jordan Love has one career start.
Yeah. I don't even know that matters. I mean, because I was going to take the other angle. What star quarterbacks do you play besides Lamar twice, Burrow twice, and maybe Watson twice?
Lawrence.
Yeah, that was the other one. I knew there was one I didn't write down.
Okay. That's really it. And unless Stafford bounces back.
Boy, that seems like a long shot. If he does, he doesn't have anyone blocking for him.
Right. Yeah, right. I mean, if this defense bounces back and mm-hmm. becomes what, you know, he typically has been, could be pretty good.
Absolutely. So I'm just pulling this out of my butt, to be honest with you. But if you rank divisions by just the quarterback play, I bet the AFC North is first, second. I mean, it's really good.
It's in the conversation.
And outside the division, the only high-end quarterback you're playing is Lawrence. I mean, you got to play the division teams no matter what.
and you're very familiar with those teams.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like nobody knows how to defend Lamar Jackson like the Steelers do.
Right. And I don't know if Watson's any good.
So, yeah, it sets up very favorably for the Steelers. I know I've heard people, why are Steeler fans so excited this year? Well, that's a big part of it.
Well, yeah.
And we'll find out later this week, you know, exactly how that schedule falls. And that's going to be a huge factor in this season for them.
Huge. Because, to be frank, they've had this time of the year, the last 3, 4, 5 years, you knew their schedule was not going to be on the easy side.
Right.
You know, no matter what metric you would, it's been the opposite of late. They finally caught a break, and it wasn't because they were a terrible team. It just broke their way this year. You know, I mean, so
it's the way the schedule falls.
Yeah.
Hey, you can now listen to Steelers Nation Radio anytime, anywhere through your smart speaker. Just say, Alexa, play Steelers Nation Radio from my heart, and Alexa will take care of the rest. He is Matt Williamson. I am Dale Lally. You're listening to The Drive here on Steelers Nation Radio. We'll be back with more right after this.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, but they just disagree on how.
We're going to get across that wasteland, and we're going to do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.